Between the 10th and 7th centuries BCE, an immense growth in territorial expansion marks the height of Assyrian power. This began during the reign of Adad-nirari II, who embarked on a series of successful military campaigns, paving the way for future rulers. Assyria's greatest period of conquest started under Tiglath-Pileser III. He adopted new military strategies and administrative reforms, enabling broad control over subjugated territories. Rebellions were quelled swiftly, with deported populations disorganizing potential resistance. Sargon II continued these campaigns, reaching as far as Egypt and Anatolia. New provinces were established, directly governed by trusted Assyrian officials, ensuring central control. Dominance over trade routes allowed Assyria to prosper economically and militarily, enhancing their international influence. Assyrian kings often attributed their conquests to divine intervention, linking their military success with the will of their gods, providing an ideological foundation for their rule. The religious and political power of the Assyrian king was consolidated under the administrative reforms of Tiglath-Pileser III and maintained by his successors, effectively combining military might with ideological authority. The Neo-Assyrian Empire's decline began in the late 7th century BCE, yet the consolidation of power during its height had a lasting influence over the whole of the ancient Near East.